Rick and I now go to the KODY phone lines. We're pleased to welcome in Sean Jacobs joining us on behalf of the National Weather Service Office in North Platte. Sean serves as our warning coordinating meteorologist here locally. Sean, appreciate the time and missed you last Monday with the big holiday. We were off here in the studio, but had a great day and hope that you and the family did as well.
Oh, had a wonderful time. It was a really nice weekend. Was actually able to go out and do a little bit of camping.
So, good.
You can't beat that.
How did the daughter enjoy the camping?
You know, she loves it. she loves it for different reasons, and I love camping. She likes to bring her little stuffed animals and pretend they're going on camping trips, and she just has so much fun with that. But, you know, we just enjoy being outdoors and just enjoying the weather that we had and, you know, being able to be outside, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Did you stay local, or did you travel off to the mountains or something?
So we did a little traveling. We went out to Dinosaur National Monument.
My
daughter has a good or strong interest in dinosaurs and some geology. So, you know, we spent some time there. And then we came back through northern Colorado and was able to spend a night in Steamboat or in the Steamboat area and just had a wonderful time there. Very, very interesting. You can tell we're in the changing seasons. We went through thunderstorms. We went through wind. We went through some hot temperatures, and we also went through some snow.
Heck, you didn't have to travel to do that. You can stay here.
Could have just stayed here in Nebraska.
Oh, now, Sean, you mentioned some of the severe activity in terms of the thunder and the lightning. We did experience a little bit of that here locally last week.
Yes. We've been largely dodging the storms, which is good, but there's been some significant severe storms. You know, we are in severe season here in Nebraska, or typically our peak of the severe weather season. I've just been thinking back on the last few weeks, and we've had winds on the order of 110 miles per hour from outflow that damaged the grandstands there in Burwell and caused extensive damage across Garfield, Wheeler counties, Custer County, Holt County. Then we had some giant hail that fell north of Taylor. This was just about a week ago. Hail in the order of 6 inches in diameter, which is very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. And then that's lethal.
That's lethal. That is. And then as you mentioned, here locally, just the last couple of evenings, we've had storms in Lincoln County that have been severe, that have dropped upwards golf ball, probably as close to 2-inch size hail and some gusty winds. Largely has missed North Platte proper, but it's hit communities to our southeast and to our northwest with some large hail. I was lucky enough to go to be on site at a barbecue festival for the Oconto Fire Department Saturday evening. And so I got to eat my fill-in barbecue and get to forecast the weather for them and keep an eye on the weather for those four folks. And we had some severe storms that were very, very close to the event. You're talking a couple thousand people outside and exposed.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling the emergency manager, this is why we stress you have a plan. And, when the severe, it's not if, but when the severe weather strikes, you take action.
I imagine you were outside last night like I was. I was watching those storms build to the east of us.
Mm. Oh, they were amazing.
Yeah.
The thunderheads on those, I'm guessing the tops of those were at the 80, 90,000 foot mark.
They were up really, really high. I never checked to see how high they went, but they were amazing. And the light show that they were producing, I enjoy storms. Of course, you don't want your neighbors getting hit by severe weather, but they're nicer to watch when they're not on top.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Sean, before we preview the forecast for the week ahead, let's talk a little bit about how you were on the ground for that barbecue festival just a few days ago. That's something that a lot of folks might not realize. The National Weather Service office here locally does provide that sort of assistance, and one of the big ones they provide assistance for locally is for the Nebraska Land Days Festival. You and your colleagues out there on the ground to keep eyes on the radar.
You betcha. It's an awesome opportunity for everyone. For us, we get to go serve our communities, and we work through our emergency management or other federal or state or city government officials. But we work with them. We basically embed with their organization where we You know, just watch the weather. And my, when you're watching the weather, you know, it depends on the day. It could be, you know, heat impacts. You know, obviously during these big events, you want to make sure that people are heating, you know, the warnings if there's a lot of high heat. You know, for me, I was watching the radar the whole time I was there because we knew severe thunderstorm would develop. And, you know, you need to be there to give those managers, you know, the most up-to-date forecast and, you know, help them make those decisions, you know, so that we can keep people safe. And as you mentioned, we will be out during the concerts, during Nebraska Land Days. I won't be there. A couple of my colleagues get to go and serve the Nebraska concerts, but we will be behind the stage with our emergency management and, again, watching the radar and keeping track of different weather and any impacts or hazards, you know, to those that are going out and having a good time watching those concerts.
Sean, as we look ahead for the forecast this week, what can we expect in terms of temperatures and chances for some more precipitation and even severe activity?
Yeah, let me start with the severe activity. You know, as you mentioned, you know, we are looking at that potential today, tomorrow, and then again on Thursday here in the North Platte area, looking for potential severe thunderstorms with large hail and gusty winds. You know, it is the time of the year. We can't rule out an isolated tornado or two. It's just the way that the atmosphere is at this, you know, time of the year. But again, the biggest threats are going to be large hail and gusty winds. So if you see a thunderstorm develop, if you're out on the lake or if you're out, you know, at the park enjoying our beautiful weather, once those thunderstorms develop, you need to get into a sturdy shelter. And, you know, sturdy shelter is not, unfortunately, you know, a tent or a covering there at the park. You know, you really need to be inside a building. In terms of temperatures, you know, we're going to be seasonal. I think the warmest day this week will be Thursday when highs are in the mid-80s. Today, we're going to be flirting with 80 degrees, probably a few degrees above 80, likewise tomorrow. But again, just upper 70s through the week, and lows will be just generally in the lower to mid-50s. So it's going to be a nice week. It will feel a little sticky out there just because we have some good source of low-level moisture into the area, which will make things feel a little bit warmer than it is. And, you know, and it's not the dry heat or anything. It'll be a little more sticky. But it's thankfully, we're not looking at extreme heat.
Now, Sean, when we talk about being prepared for severe weather, could you help us stress the importance of having that plan, regardless of if you're home and your business, or even if you're going to be out and about, especially if you're going to be out and about doing some camping along those lines?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you, you know, I have a weather radio with me when I go camping, and most folks don't probably know this, but sirens that you hear, they're not meant to be heard indoors. Those are for people that are outdoors. And not every location, especially the more rural locations, they don't have sirens. So we always stress to have multiple ways to get forecast information so that when the warning is issued, you take action. And your action is always to get inside a sturdy shelter and, you know, get away from windows. Reminded Callaway last night, community in Custer County had a hailstorm two nights in a row that went over. They had some golf ball to baseball size hail in Callaway last night by gusty winds. So numerous windows were broken in houses, you know, they're in town and outside of town. And damage, you know, to houses, siding and stuff, and that was because of the wind-driven hail. And that's why we say get away from the windows. But the plan is pay attention to the weather. If you're situationally aware, you know today that we're going to have some severe weather. Then when you hear the warning, so the social science has proven that if you've heard it multiple times, that's when you tend to take action. So hearing just today that, you know, there's the potential for severe weather, and then when you get the warning, you know, you go and you take action.
Now, Sean, when we talk, too, about some of these warmer temperatures, those can be very severe as well, not in terms of the tornadic or lightning and thunderstorms, but if you're not prepared to be outdoors, work or play outdoors, that heat could be very concerning as well to your health.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. you know, thankfully this week temperatures are going to be remaining cool enough that those who are working outdoors or recreating, it shouldn't be a big issue. But when you start seeing those highs in the 90s and we have that good source of moisture, which is off the Gulf of Mexico that comes up across the southern and central plains into our state, you know, makes things sticky. Basically, your body loses the ability to evaporate moisture off of your skin, which evaporation is a cooling process, and that's how your body regulates temperatures. So you have no way of basically regulating your body temperature, and that's when we start seeing things like heat exhaustion or other heat illness. And, you know, it really starts to become an issue during, you know, the third, fourth week of June. It's when we really start seeing typically, you know, on an average year, when we start temperatures that are getting up there and with those heat indices. So we're already paying attention to the land days. You can do, you know, wear clothing, you know, in layers. And, you know, it's a good idea to have a hat on to protect your head, and drinking plenty of water. And, you know, if you are out for some time, take that break. Go inside where it's cooler. You know, relax and listen to what your body's telling you.
Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Well, you know, we talked about of it, so you know, I really just wanted to hit it, you know, hit the point that we are in severe weather season. This is typically our peak of our severe weather season. Doesn't mean that we won't see severe weather the rest of the year, but you know, today there's that potential for some large hail and you know, severe weather. So if you see those thunderstorms, you know, just have that plan.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to having you on the program again this time next Monday, sir.
I love it. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.